invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Pasco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Pasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, I'm just to read your letter, which is a coming today, and I'm glad to know you're feeling fine. You write to how much you miss me, and how you want a picture of me to see how I'm a look. Well, Mamma Mia, you know Leo Luigi. His face is an ever changer. You know that a picture of me as a little baby laying on a rug? Well, I'm a look exactly the same, just to put on a pair of pants. Yes, Mamma Mia, I'm still got the brown eyes I'm a get from a you. The curly hair I'm a get from a papa. And the happy smile I'm a get from Uncle Pietro Zagotti. Of course, I got my passport picture that was taken of me when I'm a go to America. But you know what a passport pictures look like? Remember that time we have a flood in our town? Well, on my passport picture, I'm a look like that sign that should say, if this is a happening to you, call the Red Cross. About a year ago, I'm almost to take a picture of myself. I'm a see a little boot that's a say, take you on a picture for 15 cents. So I'm a walk in a side and a pull of the curtain. Sign is a say, turn the little chair around so it's a go higher, then sit down and I put in the 15 cents. I think I'm a turn the chair too much, Mamma Mia. The picture is a come out, and all you can see is my shoes. Well, it's a time I should go now to my night school class. I'm a want very much to send you a picture of me here in America. So I'm asking my teacher, Miss Spalding, and maybe she's helping me out. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
All right, class. Quiet, quiet. That's better, that's better. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Yippee-i-a.
Mr. Schultz?
Yippee-i-o.
Mr. Schultz, what's the big idea?
Oh, I couldn't help it, Miss Spalding. I was sitting on my side saddle. Thank you, fellow Google. Oh, would I be a sensation in a jukebox?
Mr. Schultz, fun is fun, but I won't have you disrupting the class. All right, now we'll get on with our work.
Hey, Miss Spalding.
Yes, Mr. Basco?
Hey, Miss Spalding, I'm like very much to take a picture of myself.
What?
Luigi, you don't have to take the picture of yourself. If you say you are present, Miss Spalding takes your word for it.
Mr. Schultz, what am I going to do with you?
Ooh, have I got a suggestion?
Mr. Schultz.
No, it's no use to beg. I'm already married.
Mr. Schultz, one more interruption and I'll ask you to leave the room.
Miss Spalding, if you don't mind, I would like to inject my sentiment to you. Mr. Schultz, we have come here to this night school class to learn something and not to fool around. Thank you.
Keep the change.
Luigi, what were you saying before about wanting to take a picture?
Well, you see, it's a long time and my mama no see me. I'm a come to America and she never see her since that time. And I want to take a picture in America And I send it to her.
Well, Mr. Basco, I know that you write to her every week. Why don't you send her a picture in your next letter?
That's right, Luigi. No matter how old you are, a mother is a mother and a child is a child. And she always wants a picture.
Joho, bei jumpen jemini, that was the truth. When I come here from Sweden, the first thing I did was to send my mother a picture of me standing at the foot of the Statue of Liberty.
Ooh, if that statue could only kick.
Mr. Schultz, that does it. You may leave this room at once.
Oh, Miss Spalding, would you believe me if I told you I was sorry?
Well?
From the bottom of my heart, with all my feelings, with all my soul, I tell you, I am sorry. Tell me, Miss Spalding, would you believe me if I said that?
Well, yes.
Who are you, gullible?
Mr. Schultz. And close the door behind you.
What got into me today? I must have got a little verschimmelt.
Klasse, maybe you can help me out. When I can take a nicer picture of myself. Something of my Mamma Mia is going to like.
Well, Mr. Basco, why don't you go to a good photographer? There must be a couple in the neighborhood.
Photographer? Is it cost a lot of money?
Luigi, I got just the photographer for you. Last year, he took pictures of my boy Stefan's bar mitzvah. Let's see. He took 6 pictures in the temple, then 6 in the house, then... Oh, wait, I forgot something.
What the Horowitz?
Well, he wasn't doing so good in the photography business, so he sold the camera. And the pony he uses for children, 10 cents a ride.
That's nice. Well, thank you anyway, Horowitz.
Miss Spalding, I got the apple for you. Could I please come in?
No.
2 apples?
No.
All right, you drive a hard bargain. I give you the whole push car.
Mr. Schultz.
Luigi, why don't you just take a picture of yourself with the little camera?
Well, I'm not got the camera.
And then buy one. That's only $5 or $6. They're real simple to operate.
Maybe your friend Pasquale has one.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm going to ask Pasquale. Thank you, Classy. You always are helping me out.
Miss Spalding.
Yeah?
You got to let me come in.
Why must I let you in, you big baby?
Because, baby, it's cold outside.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, maybe you'd do a big favor for me. I'm going to like to take a picture of myself.
What's the matter? Don't you know what you look like?
Yes, Pasquale, I'm a no.
You got a cabbage puss? Eyes are like a 2 watermelon seeds? And in the middle is a hanging of your nose like a banana.
Oh, please. Please, Pasquale, you're making me blush. I'm going to you should snap a picture of me. Is it for my Mamma Mia?
Oh, is it for your mama? Oh, Luigi, you don't want just a plain little snapper shot. For your mama, you want something nice and a fancy, like a bigger portrait.
But, Pasquale, I'm not got money for that.
Luigi, go no further. You're speaking to old Mr. Moneybags himself. I'm going to see to it you're going to have a big, beautiful picture from the finest of photographers. It's going to cost you nothing. Not a 1 a lead cent.
Pasquale, you do this for me?
Sure. Now, Luigi, I'm going to do you a favor. You do me a favor.
Sure, Pasquale. What's the favor you want I should do?
Well, when are you standing in front of the photographer, just to let another party stand next to you.
Well, all right, Pasquale. Who's at the other party?
My daughter, Rosa.
Pasquale, I'm going to understand that. Why you want your daughter, Rosa, should be standing next to me?
Luigi, you're talking foolish. In every wedding picture, the bride is standing next to the groom. Well, what do you say, my son?
No, nothing to do with it, Papa. Besides, if I'm ever take a picture with a Rosa, she's just so fat that you're never going to see me.
Don't worry. I make it enlargement. I blow it up.
Pasquale, you blow up a Rosa and you push the United States into Canada. Pasquale, believe me, Rosa is not for me.
No? Then who's she for?
I don't know.
I don't know either, so you stuck. Luigi, you could make your mama the happiest woman in Italy.
If your mama was to get a wedding picture of you standing next to Rosa, what do you think she'd think of?
Jonah and the whale.
Yeah.
Oh, Luigi, you always are making a fun about a Rosa's a fat. Let me tell you something. When you marry a girl, you should take all you can get for those lean years. You know how they're talking about bad times? Comes a depression, you marry a skinny girl, you got to work like a dog to feed her. My Rosa, she can go 10 years without eating.
Pasquale, no matter what you say, Rosa's still away 250 pounds.
Luigi, come here. I've never told you this before. There's something that might interest you. Rosa's away 250 pounds, is it true? Over here in America, it's not much. But in England, the pound is worth $5.
So what?
So what? Do you take a Rosa to England, you cash her in, or you come back a millionaire?
Me a millionaire?
You lucky pup for you.
No, no, Pasquale, please, you're getting me all mixed up. If you don't want to take a picture of me, I'm going out there now, buy my own camera, and take my own picture.
All right, go, go, go. I got a good mind to... Sit down, a little pumpkin ahead. What's the use of wishing to have a hard feeling, eh?
I'm glad to hear you talk like that, Pasquale.
Sure. Luigi, I was just to have an idea. I'm got a friend of mine. He's the runner of one of the biggest picture studios in the country. You ever hear of Bruno of Hollywood?
Huh?
That's right. Well, Tony Bruno is a countryman of mine. So happens that he's a passenger through town, and I think for me he's to give you special rates. Eight for a quarter? Well, don't forget, those frames cost money.
Pasquale, that would be wonderful. And I'm going to have to marry Rosa.
Oh, Rosa, Rosa, Rosa. Luigi, you're making me angry all the time talking about a Rosa. Now go, go, take a walk. By the time you come back, I'm going to have the address and everything for you. Go, 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 go.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You always are so sweet to me.
I'm a sweet, all right. But when somebody's across from me, I'm a smeller worse than a 5-cent cigar. Hello? Is it Tony there? Hello, Tony. That's your friend, Pasquale. Hey, Tony, tell me, what do you charge for a picture? $25, eh? Hey, look, Tony, I'm sending a fella down the name of Luigi Bosco. Give him the best. Take about 8 pictures and charge him $400 or $500. Can he pay? Listen, Tony, this fella Bosco is owning so much oil wells out the west. When he's a walk into the California bank, everybody's a say, here comes the Bosco the Gusher.
Life of Luigi continues in just a moment, but first, one of your favorite young ladies returns to CBS tonight, and we say young lady advisedly because although she's only a teenager, her wisdom is that of a raffish matriarch. You remember Corliss Archer? Enough. All we need to add is that she'll be here again just a little later tonight, filling your hearts with laughter as she confuses everyone within earshot. And you'll find as well Hollywood comedian Eve Arden cutting another of her comic capers as our Miss Brooks, America's favorite schoolteacher. Corliss Archer and our Miss Brooks are Sunday night features on most of the same CBS stations. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
Mother,
Well, so, Mamma Mia, I never thought that getting a picture for you would have making me so much the trouble. I'm going to go to this Bruno fellow Pasquale is sending me to, and he's asking me how many proofs I'm wanting. I'm going to tell him I'm going to have to have a proof. If he says he's taking my picture, I'm going to believe him. Then he's asking me what kind of pictures I want, the 4x5, or 5x7, or 8x10. I'm going to tell him would be all right if he's ready Tuesday by 9. Then I'm going to give him a quarter. He's going to say it's a too small a deposit. I'm going to say, what the deposit? That's to pay for 8 pictures. Next thing I know, I'm out in the street. Anyway, I'm sitting here worrying what to do, thinking maybe I should go out and buy a $4 or $5 camera, when I suddenly open up the door and a bigger wind is coming.
Luigi. Well, Luigi, you got us some nice pictures?
No.
What?
Oh, Pasquale, you fixed me good. You told me pictures was costing me only 8 for a quarter. Your friend is throw me out because he's a charge you must more. I'm never listening to you again.
Now, wait a minute, Luigi. What time you went to Bruno?
Oh, it was about a few minutes before 6 or after.
Well,
6.
No wonder. You went there after the prices had changed.
Pasquale, I don't care what's happened. I'm going to go out right now and buy a little camera.
Wait till you walk out of this store. It's 20 years in a jail for you.
Huh? What for, Pasquale?
Immigrant to buy a camera without a license.
License?
Sure. Don't you know in this country everything is run by a license? Man can't write the poetry unless he's a take out a poet's license. Fellow who's a fighter for a living, he's a licker people, he's got to have a liquor license. Even a dog can't be a dog in America unless he's got a dog alive.
Mamma mia, there's so much to learn. Pasquale, where I can get a license to buy a camera?
FBI, Photo Bureau of Investigation. But, Luigi, even if I'm going to use a poll with the FBI and get you a license, a camera would still be no good for you.
Why, Pasquale?
Well, I'm going to explain to you. It's all kinds of cameras. You see, for instance, it's a boxer camera. Uh-huh. You take a picture with this camera, you come out in the box, your mama's going to think you in jail. Midget the cameras you can't use, that's only for people who's less than 2 feet tall.
Oh, uh-huh.
Then there's a folding the camera, and that's the worst of all.
Worst of all?
Take your picture with a folding the camera, your face is to come out and pushed in like an accordion.
Pasquale, I never knew you knew so much. I never knew before you knew so much about the camera.
Oh, sure. Luigi, what's the thing about these little cameras that they all got a shutters? When you take a picture, you got to press to the shutter.
Shutter is a bad?
Terrible. How much of your mama's going to see you with your face behind the Venetian blind?
But, Pasquale, I'm going to have a picture for my mamma mia. What am I going to do?
Well, it so happens, Luigi. I'm happen to notice in a newspaper advertisement for photographer. Very cheap, but just a few. Read it for yourself.
All right. Why worry? Be sure. Have a picture taken, only $2. Acme X-ray Company. Hey, Pasquale, that's a sound wonderful. I'm going to go right there. But, hey, you think I'm going to get a good picture for $2?
Sure. Go, Luigi. Don't worry. You go there right now. I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to get a picture like you've never got it before.
Come in.
Excuse me. I'm Luigi Bosco, and I'm coming here for a picture.
Oh, certainly, certainly. We'll fill out your form later. My nurse is out to lunch.
That's a funny kind of photographer with a nurse.
Now, tell me, how do you feel?
I'm feeling fine. How you feel?
I feel fine, too. Now, Mr. Basco, I realize that some people don't like to talk, but I must know. Where do you have your pain?
I'm a got to no pain.
Well, what are you suffering from?
Not the suffering.
You must be, otherwise you wouldn't have come to me for a picture.
Mama mia, every other photographer is to say smile, and this one is to say suffer.
Mr. Vasco, it seems we don't understand each other.
No.
After all, you've come to me. There must be some emergency about the picture.
That's right.
Well, now we're getting at it. Tell me, have you had a break?
Well, like you say in America, I'm going to never have a break. Business is a terrible.
No. Now, how about a dislocation?
Who knows? Maybe if I'm going to have a dislocation, a business would be better.
Mr. Basco, who sent you here?
Pasquale.
Oh, Dr. Pasquale from the medical building.
No, plain Pasquale from the spaghetti palace.
He wants your picture?
Oh, no. It's for my mama. You see how I'm dressed up especially for this picture? Look at the tie, huh? You think it's come out nice in a picture?
Only if it has bones. Well, Mr. Vasco, enough questions. You want a picture taken? I'll take it.
Good.
Take off your clothes.
Huh?
Take off your clothes.
Please, my mama's already got a baby picture of me.
I've been doing this work for 33 years. Now take off your shirt.
No.
Be sensible. Do as I say. We'll get a perfect picture of your insides.
Inside? Who wants to see the inside? My mama's only want to see the outside.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Now, you're one of those patients who's afraid to find out what's wrong with him. Now swallow this.
Look, what is it?
It's a milkshake.
Please, just to take it a picture. I don't want the lunch.
Now stand over here. Don't move. Hold your breath. I want to get that liquid perfectly.
Mamma mia. I'm spending money to go to photography to take off of my clothes and standing me behind a machine to go. And all you're going to be able to see is a picture of a milkshake.
Luigi, my... Hey, look at you. Face so white, the hair standing a tiptoe. Nose is looking out of your ear. What's the matter? You had a fight with a cement mixer?
Pasquale is worse than that. That a photographer I went to, he must be crazy.
Huh?
Liquids. That's all he's a know. He must think I'm an automobile because he's put in at least 5 gallons.
That's too bad.
Oh, that's nothing, Pasquale. Then he's to take off my clothes and lay me down. On my back, on my front, he's to take a picture of my feet and my hands and my arms and my legs and my chest and my back and my stomach. Well, Squally, you don't believe this. But he's to take a picture of me everywhere but my face.
That's too bad, Luigi.
And that ain't enough. He's to try to sell me a set of dishes.
What do you mean, he's to try to sell you a set of dishes?
He's asking me how many plates I want.
Luigi, all of this for $2?
No, Pasquale, look at this bill he's given me.
Let me see. Complete the X-ray examination, $100. Hey, Luigi, how are you going to pay all this money?
I don't know, Pasquale. Looks like I'm going to never have a picture for my mom.
Oh, yes, you are, Luigi. You know, pay this bill. Man is sending you to jail. You finally going to have a picture for your mama. All these are going to be little numbers dancing on the bottom.
No, Pasquale. Please help me.
Sure, Luigi. I'm helping you. But there's only one little if.
Pasquale, if you're thinking of what I'm thinking, is a bigger if.
Big, little, it's no difference. I'm going to call her now. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little butterball. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, soon are you and Luigi going to be taking a wedding of pictures and the preachers are going to make you one. What do you say to that?
Luigi, which half you want to be?
Well, my two children, and now that everything is all settled...
Mr. Basco.
Mamma mia, the milk is shaking, man.
Mr. Basco, I've made a terrible mistake. If you remember, my nurse was out to lunch. She usually loads the X-ray machine, and I thought she did, and... Well, we'll just have to take those pictures over again.
Mamma mia.
Well, don't worry, Doctor. Luigi's going to be happy to go back with you.
No, thanks. I'm changing my mind about those pictures. I don't want them.
Don't let him get away, Doctor. Sue him for $100.
No, indeed. The whole thing is due to my negligence. And if Mr. Basco is willing to forget the whole thing, so am I.
I'm willing.
Then I'm willing.
Luigi, I'm willing, too.
Oh, shut up, you man!
So, Mamma Mia, was a plenty of trouble to get a picture for you. But the like you can see by looking inside this letter, I'm finally got the one. I'm no want to trouble anybody. So I'm went back to this little booth to take my own picture for 15 cents. This time, I'm make sure it's not going to come out a picture of just my shoes. So I'm turn the little chair down as far as it's to go. Still, I'm got nothing for you. Because all that's come out is a picture of my hat. Nice hat, huh, Mamma Mia? So then Schultz is lending me his camera. We got the Horowitz as a friend, the photographer with the little horse. He's a snap it. And I was to spend almost the whole day for this picture. Mamma Mia, you no believe this. It take almost 4 hours to make that horse smile. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Bob Stevenson speaking. For Fun on the Campus, 1949 style, be sure to hear Young Love on most of these same CBS stations tomorrow night and every Monday. Young Love brings you the hilarious adventures of a young married couple trying to get an education in a college that forbids student marriages. Now, stay tuned for the first of this summer's madcap adventures with Corliss Archer. Corliss Archer follows immediately on most of the same CBS stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.